The former deputy president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, has been acquitted of rape. A judge in Johannesburg has declared that the alleged victim's version of what happened between herself and Zuma was not credible. Zuma says that last year he had unprotected, consensual sex with the woman who is HIV positive. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Johannesburg.
Judge Willem van der Merwe took all day to deliver his not guilty verdict. In a court session that was being broadcast live on South African radio and television, van der Merwe summarized in great detail the evidence presented in court. Much of that evidence focused on the 31-year-old accuser's sexual and psychological history.
The complainant was apparently, while in exile, treated in a mental hospital.
The woman is the daughter of a family friend, and Zuma knew she is HIV positive. She claims the 64-year-old came into the guest room at Zuma's home where she was sleeping, began massaging her back, and then forced himself on her. She says she froze and was unable to tell him to stop. Zuma claims they had unprotected, consensual sex in the master bedroom. The judge today said the woman wasn't a convincing witness, and he recounted numerous rape allegations she made, dating back to when she was 5 years old.
The evidence was not tendered for any other purpose than to indicate that the complainant is prone to make false allegations of rape.
While van der Merwe's ruling attacked the alleged victim, the judge also blasted the former deputy president for having unprotected sex with her. Zuma used to head the South African AIDS Council. He testified that there was little chance of getting HIV from sex with a woman. This in a country where almost a quarter of adults are infected with HIV. Zuma added that he showered immediately afterwards to reduce the risk of contracting the virus.
It is totally unacceptable that a man should have unprotected sex with a person other than his regular partner, and definitely not with a person who, to his knowledge, is HIV positive. I do not even want to comment on the effect of a shower after having had unprotected sex.
Judge van der Merwe finally concluded his 173-page verdict statement and declared Zuma a free man late in the afternoon. Thousands of Zuma supporters broke through police barricades and spilled into the street in front of the Johannesburg High Court after hearing the ruling. Despite being fired by President Thabo Mbeki last year over corruption allegations, Jacob Zuma remains one of the most popular politicians in South Africa. Before he ran into legal trouble, Zuma was considered by many here to be the leading candidate to succeed President Mbeki in 2009. Outside the court, his son Tabiso said today's verdict is the first step in resurrecting Jacob Zuma's political career.
Let that be clear. Zuma will be the president of this country.
Meanwhile, police are now considering sending Zuma's accuser into exile somewhere off the African continent for her own protection, and the judge repeated his order that her identity be kept secret. The case has riled some Zuma supporters, who even today had signs describing her in extremely vulgar terms. Women's rights activists today denounced the way this case has been handled and said it could make it even less likely that South African women will file rape charges in the future. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Johannesburg.